Hello, my name is Adelie Alvarado. I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and I'm going to ask for a donation. May I speak with Elaine Sotiropoulos?
This is Elaine.
All right. Would you like to continue in English?
Yes.
Yes, okay. First off, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost starting to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I'm certain I will vote.
All right. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of...
I vote for everybody. I vote for every office.
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, we are not.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African, American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Island? Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think they've gone off on the wrong track.
Now, I am going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Water policy, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, housing affordability, inflation and cost of living, public infrastructures, like roads and bridges, homelessness, parental rights in education, other none or don't know.
And what did you want to know? Which one was most?
Tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor.
I think... Is homelessness and crime together?
Crime?
Crime and homelessness. If that's not together, then probably
it's
homelessness.
Not. All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, some unfavorable or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. For example, Steve Brundle.
Favorable.
Paul Dictos.
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Gary Rutherford.
Is there a somewhat?
Yeah.
Somewhat
favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Gavin Newsom.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brandel, County Supervisor, and businessman Dion Bordes. On board, Ace, Breeze Herrera, Gary Rutherfield, businessman and city council member, and Paul Dichtal, CPA and county assessor recorder. For whom would you vote? Steve Brandel, County Supervisor and businessman, Dion Bordes, Breeze Herrera, Gary Rutherfield, businessman and city council member, or Paul Dichtal, CPA and county assessor recorder?
Brandel.
Who, Brandos?
Yeah.
Okay. How certain are you that you will vote for Dion Brandos? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Not certain at all.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Rutherfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know.
Don't know. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno's County Supervisor for each. Please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates. A candidate who is Democrat.
Honestly, I'm not going to vote for party. I'm going to vote for policies. So I'm not more likely.
Okay. So, all right. Now, next I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for that candidate. Gary Rutherfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Rutherfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Gary Rutherfield for county supervisor?
Small chance.
Okay. Paul Dixon currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictas will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would like?
I don't want to vote for him. No chance.
No chance. Steve Brandel currently serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandel is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. He will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing the information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
There's some chance.
All right. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidate were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and businessman, Dion Bourdais on board, Breeze Herrera, Gary Brutherfield, businessman, city council member, and Paul Dicto, CPA and county assessor recorder, for whom would you vote? Steve Brando, County Supervisor and businessman, Dion Bourdais, Breeze Herrera, Gary Brutherfield, businessman and city council member, or Paul Dicto, CPA and county assessor recorder?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like I want to vote for any of them.
All right.
Sounds like they all suck. Except we didn't hear about the other, the two of them, we didn't hear their platforms. So I don't know.
Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidates would you lean? Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Dion Bourdais, Breeze Herrera, Gary Rutherford, businessman and city council member, or Paul Dicto, CPA and county assessor recorder?
We'll say Brando for now, if you have to push me.
Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or what?
I'm registered as a Republican right now, but that's probably going to change.
Okay. Do you want me to click that or something else?
Well, put independent.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay. So now, do you think of yourself as closer to Republican or to the Democratic Party?
Depends on the subject.
Or neither?
Right now, it's neither. I think they both.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate of college.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
All right. Well, that's about it, ma'am. Thank you for your time. I appreciate
it. All right.
You have
good
a good
luck.
All right. Thank
good
you.
Luck.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.